This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. It's been 8 days since Garland police shot and killed two gunmen outside a controversial Muhammad art exhibit and cartoon contest. Today, Police Chief Mitch Bates addressed reports that the FBI notified his department hours before the event that gunman Elton Simpson might show up there. Garland Police Chief Mitch Bates wants to set the record straight. He started with reports about the events leading up to last week's shooting outside the Curtis Colwell Center.
These reports are not accurate. No one, not the Garland Police Department, the FBI, the Texas DPS, nor any other agency had any information prior to the event that either suspect may target this event. No information was missed or ignored.
What information did police have? On May 1st, 2 days before the shooting of gunman Elton Simpson and Nadir Sufi, the FBI sent out a classified national bulletin. Bates says the bulletin indicated there were no known credible threats to the event, but that the exhibit and contest was a potential target. Then, a few hours before the event, an FBI analyst emailed the local FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force, which includes a Garland police detective.
That email and general information bulletin was one of many emails sent on that day. It did not contain any information that listed Simpson as a potential threat.
Last week, FBI Director James Comey told reporters that 3 hours before the exhibit, his agency sent a bulletin to local law enforcement with information and a photo about Simpson, including his license plate number. The FBI said Simpson was interested in the event, but that the agency, quote, didn't have reason to believe he would attack. Bates says no one in the Garland Police Department or at the event command post saw this email before the shooting. Still, he stressed, the email wouldn't have prevented the shooting or changed anything.
Neither the FBI nor any other agency had any information that Elton Simpson or Nadir Sufi posed a threat to the Garland event prior to the shooting. If such information had been obtained, the FBI, Texas DPS, or any other agency would have notified the event command post for dissemination to all personnel involved.
Bates says the FBI has reported that hundreds, even thousands of people are following terrorist propaganda online, and that Simpson was simply one of them. Bates also gave new details about the shooting itself. Early reports focused on the unarmed school security officer who was shot and a Garland traffic officer who shot at the suspects. Bates says 4 members of the Garland SWAT team also fired at the gunmen. Stella Chavez, KERA News.